Welcome back to Current State. You're listening to 90.5 WKAR. Michigan has its share of infrastructure issues. You probably notice it most when you're dodging potholes in your car. And while road funding has been a hot topic lately, the state has plenty of other pressing infrastructure needs. The American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that Michigan will need to invest around $15 billion in its drinking and wastewater systems over the next 20 years. That's left public utilities and local communities looking for ways to fund necessary but expensive upgrades. Joining us to talk about how Michigan cities are grappling with those costs is Dan Wyant, Director of the Michigan Department for Environmental Quality. Dan, welcome.
Mark, good to be with you.
Also joining us, Janice Beecher, Director of the Institute of Public Utilities here at Michigan State University. Welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
Dan, how does the quality of water infrastructure vary across the state of Michigan?
Michigan's a big state, a lot of diversity in our communities. So know this, we sit in the middle of 20% of the world's fresh water, and we have pretty significant weather events, and there is certainly a need to invest in our infrastructure. And so, simply said, some communities are better off than others.
Are there areas of the state where the issues are especially pressing? I mean, Detroit, for example, has struggled to maintain its system for some years.
Yeah, there's systems in the news. Toledo, for example, services southern Monroe County, so we get some of our water, and we've heard about that with the blue-green algae situation. Detroit historically has challenges, and they're on the right track right now. Flint has been in the news, and so we've got some urban areas in particular that we know we need to make investments into the water infrastructure, wastewater, drinking water.
Janice, what kind of problems does an aging infrastructure create for utilities and then for consumers?
Well, I think there's a variety of issues. Of course, first and foremost, we want our drinking water systems to be protective of public health, and as well as our wastewater and stormwater management systems. And one of the issues, of course, is so much of this infrastructure is invisible to us. It's under the ground. Mm-hmm. So we take it for granted, right, until there's a problem. When we leak water, through drinking water supply systems, we're not only losing the water, but we're also losing chemicals and energy that go into producing that water. So there's sort of a compound effect in terms of the economic impact of leakage and losses. So it's important for water systems today to do proper asset management and plan accordingly and try to reduce those losses.
Dan, can you focus a little more on the environmental consequences of this? We touched on it before.
Clearly, I think, there's two really significant environmental issues for Michigan to deal with. One is this infrastructure issue because of significant storm events or capacity issues. Not being able to manage wastewater means we get direct discharges into the waters of the state of Michigan, which impacts water quality, ecological health, and eventually economic health of local communities, because so many of our communities, place-based, depend on water. So it's truly not only an environmental issue, but it's fundamental to many communities' economics.
Dan, can you talk about the options communities have for financing water infrastructure upgrades, both for drinking water and wastewater? What do they have available?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and Janice referred to one thing. Historically, it's been local, and then the federal government stepped in with revolving loan monies, and those are available in the state. And then the current administration, Rick Snyder, put together an asset management program, $100 million over 3 years, and that's significant. I mean, no other state's, again, giving money to locals to plan about how they manage their assets. It's a 20-year vision that we have. And so that SAW program, the Stormwater Asset Management Wastewater Program, is resources that no other state in the region is contributing to this asset management component, which is simply to say these communities are going to look at how they're going to manage this infrastructure over a long period of time, because that's not happening it hasn't happened historically.
Can you tell us anything about how the communities are selected? How do you pinpoint where all this money goes?
Well, in our case, we put $450 million out. We had to take bites of the apple to get it approved by the legislature. Approximately $100 million goes out over the four-year period. So 673 municipalities qualified. So we had a $2 million cap on the grant program, and so it's grants, in this case not loans, but it leverages this asset management requirement that incorporates green infrastructure as compared to gray infrastructure, which is a win-win for the environment, lower costs, gets benefit to local communities. And so some really, I think, neat, innovative things going on in Michigan to address what I think has been a long-term, really under the radar, under the ground issue. We just haven't been investing in nor paying attention to our water systems.
Dan Wyant's one of our guests here on this segment of Current State. Dan is director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Janice Beecher is also with us, director of the Institute of Public Utilities at Michigan State University. Janice, how much of an impact do these investments have on how much people actually pay for water?
That's a great question, and it's become a more complex question today because we have both good news and bad news. In some ways, the bad news is we have to invest a lot in our infrastructure, that could be bad news in terms of the rate impact. But the good news is we're also becoming much more efficient with the way we're using water. What we've seen in the last several years is a tremendous impact of increased efficiency in everything from toilets to faucets to dishwashers and clothes washers. So we're in a period where actually the demand for water, the usage of water, is declining. So that sort of, in some ways, puts additional price pressure on customers. But the good news there behind all of that is that we have a chance here now to avoid significant capacity and operating costs going forward by taking advantage of those efficiency impacts.
And so you're confident then that we won't be, that customers, that people who use water won't be facing a significant price increase in that use? And I'm speaking generally here.
Right. Unfortunately, I think we will see water prices increasing, and we are seeing that. The data are showing relatively significant increases in the price of water. But that's being offset to some extent by this declining usage of water. In other words, these efficiency gains. So really talking about the net impact. So unfortunately, we might see higher bills, but we'll see bills that are lower than they would be without those tremendous efficiency gains. So that's the good news behind, the good news in this story is we are seeing those benefits realized. And just to tie it back to what Dan's talking about, there's a real opportunity now for water systems, water utilities in the state of Michigan and in the U.S. to manage assets more effectively, more efficiently, and in some ways to re-optimize their water systems relative to these new levels of demand.
Dan Wyant, what kinds of upgrades are needed? Is there a pattern as to the kinds of upgrades that a lot of communities need?
It's across the board. A lot of it's the basic infrastructure. I think what Janice is referring to, and I agree with her wholeheartedly, is just technology is driving a lot of this. So as you upgrade, as you put new technology in, you put more efficient systems in, and that efficiency gives you, again, more cost control. And the challenge has been 10 years of economic decline, local communities not having the resource to invest, and so the systems fell into disrepair. I think we're heading out of that now. And so as communities are finding resources, the economy comes back, as we have the opportunity for the state to invest in asset management planning to coordinate, we're going to get new technology, find efficiencies, and I think we're seeing a lot of success and innovation because of that.
Are there any incentives in play here?
Well, I think...
Could there be more incentives?
Yeah, incentive. That's a really good question, because I think when we think about utilities and pricing, it always comes back to incentives for customers to use resources wisely, incentives for utilities to provide services efficiently. So I think prices play a big role in the incentive picture in terms of, again, sending good signals that encourage efficient use, maybe particularly in our outdoor water usage. We want to make sure we're pricing that correctly, because that's discretionary use and it tends to drive some of our capacity requirements. So by pricing water in a way that sends good economic signals, we'll get more efficient use and we'll get more efficient production as well.
And cities are going to grow or they're going to shrink. I mean, this is just baked in the cake. Their water needs will likely change. How can communities plan for the future given the uncertainties that are in play? It sounds like a big job.
Well, clearly the two things. One is the SAW program, the Stormwater Asset Management Wastewater Grant Program. $450 million is an incentive to get communities to plan for the long term, to integrate their water infrastructure with their other infrastructure needs, so they're managing it for the long term. This is a unique program that Michigan has instituted. in this administration. One, two, I really believe that consumers are driving a lot of this change. We see it in our recycling efforts in Michigan. Michigan is woefully behind in recycling at 15% recycling rates, and we've challenged to double that in 2 years. And it is driven a lot by, again, people wanting to be more efficient and asking local communities to integrate that efficiency into the systems.
Dan Wyant is the director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, also with us today on Current State. Janice Beecher, director of the Institute of Public Utilities at Michigan State University. We're focusing on infrastructure, particularly with regard to water usage here in Michigan. How much does climate change factor into this landscape?
Well, climate change is certainly something that everyone in the utility space is thinking about because of potential impacts both on the availability of resources, but also our usage of those resources. And in the case of water, it can have varying effects in terms of, more extreme events, but also, not only drought events, but flooding events. And so I think utilities today, good utilities practice all hazards planning and management and long-term asset, management planning. And they take into account, potential climate change impacts.
Yeah, I think clearly severe weather events are anecdotally happening. We all know that, and we know it's having an impact on particularly stormwater infrastructure and capacity. And when those storms exceed the capacity, we have direct, again, discharges right into. And so you have runoffs of roofs and pavement, and it goes right into our waters. And so communities they're thinking about it now more and planning for it, and simply said, it is an issue for us in Michigan.
We've been talking about solutions for Michigan's aging water infrastructure. Our guests today have been Dan Wyant, director of Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality, and Janice Beecher, director of the Institute of Public Utilities at Michigan State University. Many thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.